doesn't look like there's any support for it. But do what you want. Go ahead.
Can I make just a comment, not a second?
If you'd like.
The going through all of the roof types in the residential code, we either need to put test standards in the residential or maybe use the standards that are already in section 1504, which has metal tile, right, like Lorraine said. So, right, I'm not going to second this because it's already covered here unless we start making specific things for residential.
Okay, so I'll ask one more time. Is there a second? Okay, the motion dies for lack of second. Or the proposal dies, I guess I should say. Okay, next is 2404, Robert Boyer.
Once again, on behalf of the Building Officials Association Co-Development Committee, we will stand on our supporting statement. All we're trying to do is provide some direction by adding a table and referencing the table.
Okay, anybody wish to speak in favor or against this proposal? This is 2404. Okay. Does anybody want to?
Lorraine Ross, I have a notation that ARMA was opposed to this. And basically, one thing that needs to be clarified is that those tables are applying where other type of test methods aren't specifically called out. So if there can be some way to say that those tables are limited to metal or slate or something like that, then we'd be okay with it. Because right now, of course, shingles have that classification system that allows their testing and use up to 150 miles an hour. We just don't want a double hit on this, like we're opening up the door.
You want to respond to that, Bob?
You know, if any of the TAC members would want to modify it, we'd be open to it.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak on this? Okay. Is there a second for approval? Okay, we have a second discussion. Chris?
Bob, this has got that same language, the installation instructions.
Right. We probably needs to be modified to product approval as
correct.
Specified.
Right.
Okay, make sure they get it. Change the language.
Yes, I'm sorry, just go ahead and give us the language. Do you remember it? Or
product
anybody?
Approval. Strike installations instruction. Mm-hmm. Put product approval.
You got one more word you want to get before you do that. Okay, there you have it. Any other comments or discussion from members? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of the proposal with the change that was just made regarding the product approval, instead of whatever it was, installation instructions, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous.
Thank you.
Next is 2546, amending R905.10.3.
Jim Carducci with the FRSA. And what we would like to do is go ahead and adopt the Florida Building Code language and go ahead and just change the table references from R905.10.3, paragraph 1, or parentheses 1, to 905.4.4, and later from 905.10.3, parentheses 2, to back to 905.4.4.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor or against? Jack?
I'm not sure that I think the table references are correct even with the Florida change. I'd have to defer to Mo, I guess.
I think what happened here is that when we looked at the requirement for in the I code and the Florida specific requirement, which is under 905.10.3, staff felt that the sections as written in the Florida-specific requirements covers what's in the I code. And it seems what FRSA is doing is bringing in the I code language along with the Florida-specific requirement, which is okay with, you know, if that's okay with you, it's fine.
Again, I think that the proposal is not needed because I think the references are correct when you look at the Florida-specific language. And if that's the case, the only substantive change would be to change the international building code to Florida building code, and we'd do that automatically anyway.
Yes, but that's really, you're right, the table is it's already referenced R905.4.4. We already referenced that under the change.
I agree with that. I was looking at that also, and if we could change that back and just leave the table references the way that they were.
So, but do you want the I code language in?
Yes.
Okay, so.
All right, did folks get that? I mean, the proposal is to,
the proposal.
You still need it then or not?
Is
it
real? Yeah, the proposal is to bring the I code language with the Florida specific requirement, which is it seems what you guys want
to
do.
Doesn't that happen automatically? Okay, I code with Florida specific. Is that your proposal?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Buck?
I have a question, Mo. You lost me about the difference between the international code and the Florida building code. On that one, should it just put the word and include both tables?
The difference is that in the foreign specific requirements, the material used for male sheet roof covering shall be naturally, that is not in there, all the way to the end. That paragraph, the last paragraph, is not there. But we do refer to table R905.4.4. If you look in this document that has in page 12, which has in it the changes we make into the residential code, chapter 9, it'll give you the language as being proposed for the 2007 code, 905.10.3. But the difference is the last paragraph, which is not in the, this is an I code language.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, those in favor of the amendment, say aye. Is there any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, next is 2547, amending R905.10.4.
Jim Carducci with the FRSA. We propose to adopt the Florida Building Code language with the addition of metal roofing being fastened directly to the steel framing with the proof fasteners, and also allowing the wording for hard copper or copper alloy or to be added for copper fasteners.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this amendment? Either for?
Remember, there's more than one mod on this subject. There's 2268, the same section. If you want to look at those two.
Are they competing?
Yeah, they're the same section.
Okay. I thought we were going to take them separate, but that's whatever. You want to speak on 2268, 2333, and comment on 2268? So I guess you're proposing to only take up the comment on 233, 4264, 2268, and 2333. Is that right?
That's what it's a proponent.
Go ahead.
Robert Wills, American Iron and Steel Institute. If you remember 7 or 8 hours ago, we had a code change dealing with MCA's concern that the general corrosion resistance requirements were added in the last cycle would get put onto their proposal. So they were trying to write an intent statement that would take them out of that by saying you don't follow those, you just go straight back here and use what's in our special section. Still wish you would do that. However, you did turn that down 7 or 8 hours ago for the building code, so I'm kind of doubtful that you're going to change your mind now on the residential code.
Lucky you actually said that, because I may not have recalled such a motion.
Trying to be helpful.
We appreciate that. Okay, well, we heard that, so for consistency, it sounds like 2268, 2333, and comment on 2333. Is there a second on any of those? All right, those three die for lack of second. Now we're back on finishing up on 2547. Anybody want to make a second for that one? Discussion? Discussion? Okay. Chris?
Which one are we doing, Jeff?
We're on 2547. There were 2268 and 2333 died for lack of second, and now we're back to finishing the discussion on 2547.
I think number two is supposed to read hard copper or copper alloy, not copper alloy.
No. Mine's over there. Okay, Jimmy.
We're back to the subject of what to be installed per the manufacturer's instructions. Do we want to put that per the product approval?
Is that the same thing? Where it says instructions, is product approval on there or not in this instance? It might be a difference.
I wouldn't think that the manufacturer's product approval would have the, this is basically an install, shall be secured to the supports in accordance with their instructions, probably.
Well, last night I just went through the residential code and see these things have been submitted on a couple of roof types. When you go through every type of roofing, pretty much has that language. And that's telling you to secure it with the manufacturer's instructions. And, the residential code didn't get a lot of work, first time around. So my comment would be, do we want to put in to each type of roofing that it's per the product approval or per manufacturer's instructions? But every type of roofing for the residential here, and each has its own little section, and we've got a couple of those that staff might want to go through if we want to put that common language, to try to clarify, because we're kind of setting the residential code. If it's residential, that's what you use. So we've already put that language in a couple of the types of roof.
Chris?
Yeah, the changes I made to BOAFs were both of those were uplift values that the product derived. It was a specific value. And with these instructions, I'm sure there's going to be varying ways of installing them or securing them to the supports. So, that was the reason I did the other one.
All right. So, as of now, any further discussion?
Is the manufacturer's instructions and the product approval, if they differ, the product approval takes precedence?
Well, the manufacturer's instructions should be, if they have a set approval, should be identical to the set approval. Yes, set approval will supersede.
Okay. What I'm saying is their general application instructions sometimes aren't as specific to an installation, but their product approval would be. So that would take precedence. Right?
Yeah, product approval will take precedence. That's correct.
If it had state approval. Okay. All in favor of this amendment, say aye. Okay. All in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, it is unanimous. Okay. I didn't recognize that. 9-0.
Thank you.
Next is amendment 2305, amending R 4402.2.1, proposed modification to add FM approvals 4475. Anybody here from the public wish to speak on 2305?
Is anybody supporting? Is there not?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Does anybody here want to speak in favor? I thought you were maybe the proponent.
No.
Anybody want to speak for this amendment? Apparently the person's not here. Anybody want to speak against it?
Lorraine Ross for ARMA. We're opposing this. It's a FM standard, factory mutual standard, that gets way beyond wind testing. It gets into exterior fire testing, gets into hail resistance and a number of other features. And it's also a non-consensus standard. It doesn't have ANSI or ASTM review on it, so we're opposing it.
Anybody else want to speak against, I suppose?
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County, we also oppose it.
Anybody else wish to speak in this regard? All right. Is there a second for approval? Motion dies for lack of second. Next is 2259, Mike Goolsby, removing slope restrictions for structural metal roof panels. Table R4402.4.2.
Mike Goolsby, Building Code Compliance. This is just the companion change that was previously approved in Chapter 15. This is the residential version.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this? Sir, second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Next is 4402.10.14. I'm sorry. Next is 2096. Amending 40.
Please withdraw 2096, 2051.
Okay, proponent is asked to withdraw 2096 and 2051. Now, it's my understanding that we need to put on the record all the rest of these withdrawals, Mo, or are these withdrawn already?
I think since they were drawn, I think you can just confirm that they were drawn. Jim, do we want to vote on the withdrawn or just take them as is?
These are withdrawn in the system first. Is that it, Mo?
No. But they were drawn. They're not showing on the system that they were drawn, but based on request from the applicant.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's see what we have here. 2334?
Withdrawn.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm confused.
Okay, we're showing that the rest of the proposed amendments, except for the three that we tabled, we'll come back to in a second, were withdrawn. We're trying to figure out what we need to do to make that happen. Since it was written withdrawn on the tracking chart, I just thought that somehow that had already happened. So I guess we need to go through 2334.
On 2334, I think we considered the same change as 2023 earlier today. I think that the wording of the two were identical.
So would you withdraw 2334?
Well, I can't do that. I'm not the proponent.
Let me say something here. These were noted on the system as withdrawn. That means the interest group, they have not commented on them because of the fact that they're withdrawn. So I'm not sure if we can take them under consent. And
Jim Richmond.
Jim?
I think we're looking for your advice here.
Yes?
Go ahead.
Can we take them as under consent and accept withdrawal for all of these that were withdrawn by the applicants? We have a bunch of them that has been withdrawn. And we have them on the tracking chart. Can we take all of them under consent and just... Okay.
And what? Vote for them?
Ask for whether there's a moan, if there is none, and ask for a second. If there is none, it builds for lack of a second.
All right. Okay, 2334. Anybody want to speak on that one from the public?
Yes, I do, because I want this clarified. MCA, I've got the email that they sent to staff. They said they did not want to withdraw 2334. They wanted to withdraw 2023. When we discussed 2023 this morning, I made the point that this is the same change as 2334. I don't know why they did it twice. The only thing I care about now in bringing this up is that by withdrawing it now, we don't change what we did on the earlier proposal this morning.
No, we're not changing anything on that. Okay. Is there a second on 2334? Dies for lack of second. Is there a second on 2410? Or if the proponent here can withdraw it?
Withdraw.
Okay. 2411?
FRSA withdraw.
2184?
FRSA withdraw.
2189? 2417.
FRSA withdraws.
2420.
FRSA withdraws.
Okay, 2267. This is that steel guy. American Steel, whatever.
Steel guy.
2267. Okay, is there a second on 2267? Dies for no second. 2332. Is there a second on 2332? Dies for no second. 2193. This is FR. Okay. 2436. Okay. 2207. 2209. 2380. Okay, next is 2058. Does anybody want to speak on 2058? Is there a second?
That was deferred to the structural mechanical tech.
Oh, I didn't see that comment there. All right, that was deferred. Never mind. 2270. 2276. 2277. 2278. 2279. 2280. 2275. 2281. 2282. 2283. 2294. 2286. 2290. 2289. Just seeing if you're paying attention. Okay. 2022. Anybody from the public wish to speak on 2022? Okay, is there a second? Dies for lack of second. 2292. 2295. 2296. Okay, Mike Goolsby, 2049. Mike? Okay. Okay, that concludes those amendments. Now let's go back and pick up the ones that we tabled. We'll start with, actually, which is easier? Okay, Randy, come on up.
Okay.
Okay, Mike. All right, Lorraine. We tabled amendment 2018. Do you have anything to add to that? Or a recommendation, whatever, come on. This is on page 9 of the tracking chart.
This is the one on C578 for polystyrene. I looked at the 2005 and the 2006 version, and it's 2.5 perms. I emailed Tom Savoy to see if he had anything back. I haven't heard back from him, but it is Sunday night, so I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is what is proposed is more restrictive than their standards, so it's not like they're going in the other direction. I would certainly recommend approval of what he has suggested because it brings in the most important characteristics into play, namely compressive strength.
So you're recommending approval?
Yeah.
You don't know which one we're on?
Right.
Okay, we're on Amendment 2018. 2018, Thomas Savoy. 2018. It's on page 9 of the tracking chart. But that's not going to probably help you because your documents probably all changed. It's amending TAS 110.8.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have it or not?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're proposing it gets approved?
And I'm not representing them, so I mean, I was just trying to provide some information from their standard, which I have copies of.
All right, Jamie?
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. Just to mention that the 2.0 PERMS is in line with the 2004 version of that standard. I guess if they've changed it in 05, we didn't have copy of 05 to verify that.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on 2018? Okay, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Okay, second discussion? Chris?
I propose we amend that water vapor permeance from 2.0 PERMS to 2.5 pursuant to the current C-578.
All right, so the proposal is to change the 2.0 PERMS to 2.5. We'll take we'll vote just for that first. Is there a second to make that one change?
Second.
Okay, discussion on that change. Okay, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Let's go back to the overall proposal as amended. Further discussion. That's correct. You got it right. Any further discussion on the proposal as amended? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Okay, so it's unanimous approval as amended, which is 2.5 instead of 2.0. Okay, that takes care of that. We now go to tabled amendment 2658, and I believe the other one was, well, there's a whole series of them here. I believe is your proposal then to take the building and residential volume proposal instead of other proposals, is that right?
Yes, Randy Shackle for Simpson Strong Tie. If you don't mind, I've written, there were seven proposals in all that dealt with corrosion resistance of screws, and
right.
From three different proponents. The three proponents have gotten together, and the proposals you see in front of you represent an agreement between all three proponents, so hopefully they will back me up. I've written the two. We chose two to carry forward. The top one is for the residential code. Bottom one's for the building code. Along the bottom down here, I've written the other ones that we would recommend that you deny, the 2312, 2549, 2493, 2273.
Okay, which two are you recommending that is discussed?
Okay, sorry. Top one is 2553. For the residential code?
Wait a minute.
See, it says proposed amendment to mod 2553.
Okay, you're recommending 2553?
Yes, sir.
For the residential code?
Yes.
Okay, and which one for the building code?
2658.
2658, okay. Let's try to be systematic about that. What you're telling me is that the rest of these, you guys have agreed amongst you to work with those two amendments, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me see if we can dispose of the rest of these. Does anyone want to make a second on 2312? Dies for lack of second. Anybody want to make a second on 2549? No second. Dies for lack of second. Anybody want to propose a second on 2493? Dies for lack of second. No second. Anybody want to make a proposal on 2273? Dies for lack of second. No second. Does anybody want a second? 2550.
2250.
Oh, mine says 2550 at the bottom.
It is 20. It's 2550. Sorry.
Yeah.
I started getting tired by the end of the day.
All right.
Does everybody get that? The last one should be 20.
Is there a second on 2550? No. No second. Okay. What that leaves us with is discussion on 2658 and 2553. Correct. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what this does is four changes. First of all, as one of the other proponents pointed out, this standard, ANSI ASMEB 18.6, is strictly a standard for how to make the screws. It doesn't have anything to do with the corrosion resistance. And so in both changes, we revised that to say the wood screws shall conform to this standard. And all that tells you is how many threads per inch they have to have, the shank diameter, what type of head, and all that. Then the second part deals with the corrosion resistance. And so then we say they have to be corrosion resistant, and we made three changes there, or allow for three options. First is to maintain that ASTM A641. I think you heard this morning that all the proponents agree that that's broken. but that is currently still in the FRSA TRI manual, and we're working on getting that out, but as long as that stays in there, there may be some manufacturers that meet that, so we're going to go ahead and leave it in. The second one is was for my proposal is to bring forward the TAS 114 as an option. So I don't want to get Jack up here. Hopefully he's headed back and up here. But all we're doing is as an option. We're not making that a requirement. And then the third option we did not bring before you this morning, but we talked about it. We wanted to bring forward that B 695, but we could not come to agreement, or we couldn't assure you that we were maintaining the same standards as what you currently have. And so what we want, we brought forward this AST B117, which is a salt spray test. And the reason we brought this forward is last week the ICC Hurricane Resistance Construction Committee adopted that standard for roofing screws. And so that standard is going to be coming out probably this summer or fall, the ICC Standard for Hurricane Resistant Residential Construction, which is going to replace the SST10 and the IBHS manual. So this will be a proactive and make the Florida Building Code be in agreement with what that standard does. And this is a test, that B117 salt spray test is a test that many, many of the fastener manufacturers already pass. Thank you.
Okay, so it's 2658 for the building and correspondingly 2553 for the residential. All right, anybody else in the public wish to speak on this? Okay, is there a second for approval?
Second.
Okay, we have a second for approval. Discussion? Go ahead, Billy.
My question is, in the residential section, according to this 2007 Florida Building Supplement that I have, it reads screws, wood screws, but in the building 15, it just reads screws. Is this section going to only pertain to wood screws, and what do we do with all the rest of the screws?
Okay, you want to answer that?
No.
Go ahead.
If you approve this, this section will only apply to wood screws. That's correct, because this standard only applies to wood screws, so it currently doesn't apply to steel metal roof steel screws anyway, because they don't meet this standard.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Discussion? Buck?
Are they wooden screws or the screws that go into it?
For me, sorry, these are metal screws that go into wood. Sorry.
Okay, further discussion? All right, seeing none. All those in favor on 2658 building and companion 2553 residential, say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay.
I have to announce that after you finish.
Okay, is there any, I believe we've gone through every proposal in the tracking chart, correct, Mo?
Yes, sir.
We've gotten everything that's proposed, we've addressed the comments, we've addressed the tabled issues. Are there any other issues of this thing?
No, but I have two announcements after you finish.
Okay, what did you need to say?
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. I have one concern on modifications that have either died or voted down in this TAC. If you provide a comment for it in the next 45 days, that has another opportunity to come before the commission, because there's a grave concern of mine on 2014, which had to do with that table for design pressures, where it was calculated to include the 2002 ASCE7 values, and that got voted down. If we don't do anything on that one, we're going to be stuck with a table that has 98 ASCE7 values.
Rick can answer this question.
Mo was going to get to this a little bit in his two comments, but to answer your question directly, Jamie, the only proposals that are not open to come to the commission at the public hearing, the public workshop, will be the ones that failed to get a second. proposals will not have any kind of recommendation going forward to the commission. So those will not be taken up by the commission and won't be subject to the rural development workshop. Anything that there was a second but failed to get a confirmation will be open for further comment.
So you might want to check and see if that one did, and if since you're here right this minute, you could ask someone to vote to reconsider it. It got a second? So it was voted down. All right, so that one will come back then. But I'm not saying that's correct. Someone else has to check that because I don't know the answer to that.
So therefore, I would ask for someone to reconsider. Is that even necessary? We could just make the comment.
If it was voted down and not died for a second, then you can make a comment on it.
Then it could be made within the 45-day comment period.
Right. But if it didn't get a second, then you need to beg now before we leave here because that's it.
It actually did. I gave that second so that you could at least revise it, hopefully, to the 05, which the code, that's the intent that I did that.
The two announcements that I want to make is this. As you see, after we go back, we will compile all the work that you have done, and we publish on our database the committee actions with the changes that you have made and so on. And we, I believe there is a specific date, which is April, I believe, 13, where we start the 45 days. And you will have 45 days to comment on only those modification that is either approved as submitted, approved as amended, or denied without a lack of second. So if it's, as Rex said, if it's died because there is no second, comments on those will not be acceptable. And also those mods that were withdrawn. If they were withdrawn, also, you cannot comment on those. The plan is to, around the June meeting of the Florida Building Commission, is to have the committees that received comments on their actions to meet before the commission meets. So the plan is to probably meet either the Sunday or the Monday of that June commission meeting. You will be informed whether we have received comments on your actions or not. If we did, then you will meet. Otherwise, there were no need for you to meet. The second things that we are trying to do at this point is at the May meetings, we are planning to meet to review the staff work with regard to the integration of the Florida-specific requirements into the 2006 I-codes. For example, the two documents that I've given to you, you'll have the opportunity at the May meetings to review them along with us, and the review will be only limited to the correlation, whether the correlation is okay or not, or you have any concern, but not to really delete any Florida-specific requirements or any I-code requirements. Only those maybe that have a conflicts or they clash, we can talk about them and discuss them. But that's really to give you an opportunity to see how the Florida-specific requirement is integrated and get your comments on them. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes.
I see some sort of late gazes. Does everybody understand what Noah's talking about with the second review? Okay. On the first review that he was referring to, i.e., the commission decided that it's going to enter into its rules that the tax will review the proposals twice before they go to the commission. We don't have time to get the rule in place, but we're still going to go ahead and do that in the 2007 code update process. So as Mo was talking about at the June meeting, you will review proposals that there are comment on, but only the ones that there are comment on. This is not a process to give people a third and fourth bite at the apple. Yes, if you made changes to proposal, people, the proponent can say, wait a minute, you changed my meaning, whatever, that's not what I wanted to do. So you'd review that kind of a comment. If someone proposes a change to what you're recommending the commission approve,
then you can review that proposed change. But we're not coming back just to review the proposals a second time. Okay. Well, it's not just a comment.
No.
I mean, it's a comment that proposes a change to what you've accepted. So I'm saying there's a little bit of distinction there. It's not to give people a second time to come back and argue again. It's just to, if they're proposing a change to what you're recommending, or if you've changed something that the proponent recommended. Okay? We have to pare this thing down as we go through. We can't just keep it open indefinitely, and we're just going to look at any comments that are given that are substantive sort of comments on what you're recommending.
Okay. Anything else, folks? Otherwise, we'll look for a motion to adjourn, right? Go ahead. You asked for that.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Can I ask, before you do that, when will TAC receive a copy of all the things that were done today with the changes in it?
They'll be up on the website, and you'll have at least 45 days to review it.
April 13 is the deadline for the 45 days to start. So we'll try to have everything. We will have to have everything before the 13.
Okay. Motion for adjourn.
Got a motion. Need a second?
So, a second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Thank you.